And our second lesson this morning comes from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. Listen again for God's word to you. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to live in the country of Moab, he and his wife and two sons. The name of the man was Elimelech, and the name of his wife Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. These took Moabite wives. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. When they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband. Then she started to return with her daughters-in-law from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab that the Lord had considered his people and given them food. So she set out from the place where she had been living, she and her two daughters-in-law, and they went on their way to go back to the land of Judah. But Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find security, each of you, in the house of your husband." Then she kissed them, and they wept aloud. They said to her, "No, we will return with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Do I still have sons in my womb that they may become your husbands? Turn back, my daughters, go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. Even if I thought there was hope for me, even if I should have a husband tonight and bear sons, would you then wait until they were grown? Would you then refrain from marrying? No, my daughters, it has been far more bitter for me than for you, because the hand of the Lord has turned against me." Then they wept aloud again. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her. So she said to Ruth, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law." But Ruth said, "Do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me, and more as well, if even death parts me from you." When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her. May God bless your understanding, these readings from God's word. Amen. You join me in prayer. Gracious God, by the presence and power of your Spirit, may the written words of Scripture become for each of us your living word this day. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Today we gather with Christians all around the world on this All Saints Sunday to remember and honor those loved ones who have died, to both grieve our loss and also to reclaim God's sustaining love in the midst of our pain. No Old Testament figure knows more about death and grief than Naomi and her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah, who face life without their husbands and sons. When we meet Naomi in the opening chapter of the book of Ruth, she is coping with immense difficulty because Naomi's husbands and sons have died, and she is too old to take a new husband and bear more sons. She, too, is barren, in a sense, just as her homeland had been during the grip of the famine that had driven her family to Moab. She has no life to claim for herself now or to offer her daughters-in-law. She's in the throes of grief. She's lost everything. But Naomi sees her situation clearly. recognizes that there isn't much future for her and releases her daughters-in-law from her in hopes that they can find a new way for themselves. She blesses Orpah and Ruth and God's loving kindness in the midst of her grief and tells them to turn back to their mother's houses and begin anew, walking away from the bitterness that has befallen her. Naomi, in releasing her daughters-in-law, attempts in her own way to find a new life for herself in the midst of her grief. A few verses later, however, Naomi's selfless blessing to Ruth and Orpah gives way to more despair as she returns to Bethlehem. When she tells the townswomen in Bethlehem to no longer call her Naomi, which means pleasant in Hebrew, but to call her Mara, which means bitterness, her hopefulness has turned to bitterness, overwhelming her with emptiness and tragedy. I think Naomi is an honest portrait of how grief enters human life. There are moments of great beauty and joy and hope when a grieving spouse, for example, begins a new and richer relationship with their adult children. And there are, of course, periods of great despair when that spouse's broken heart finds God is at best absent or at worst has brought the pain. Orpah kisses Naomi goodbye and leaves, still weeping. Ruth, however, clings to Naomi. Ruth refuses to abandon her, asserting her selfless commitment to never leave her side. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, there I shall die and be buried as well. Ruth and Naomi arrive in Bethlehem, but at this point in the story, we do not know yet that Ruth will become Naomi's savior. We do not yet know that there will be a new family or that food will be plenty. At the end of chapter 1, we are left with Naomi's emptiness. This is where I think we so often find ourselves, with a scary diagnosis, a relationship crumbling, the loss of a job, or the death of a loved one. We all find ourselves in these empty places, uncertain of the end of the story. We do not know how or if our fortunes, our security, our confidence, or our hope will be restored. We are left simply with a promise that we are not alone. It is a promise that finds incarnation in Naomi's daughter-in-law, Ruth. Ruth will cling to Naomi no matter what. She will be with her wherever she goes, wherever she lives, and wherever she dies. This text leaves us unsure of how the story ends, but confident that Naomi does not face her emptiness alone. Ruth clings to her, refusing to let her go. And in doing so, Ruth becomes one of the most beloved examples in the Bible of God's promise to us that God will be with us no matter what. It is the promise that is the heart and soul of our faith, that nothing in life or in death can separate us from the love of God. And so as we celebrate All Saints Sunday, we remember all who have faithfully served the Lord through the ages, but we are also reminded that God is still acting today with us and in us, moving us and all of creation towards God's reign. All Saints Sunday is not just about saints who have died, but also honoring the saints who are living. Saints like Ruth in this ancient story, saints who cling to us in our most difficult times, never leaving our side through what the worst of life can throw at us. Saints who embody, like Ruth, God's constant, ever-present loving kindness. Thanks be to God for those saints as well. Amen.